Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, May 10th, 2021, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday. Happy day after Mother's Day. I pray it was a good one for you. I hope you made it a day to celebrate and be happy, even if there were reasons that it didn't feel especially like you should celebrate or be happy. Let me tell you something. I do understand. I have reasons too, like some of you, that could, you know, send me into the land of unhappy Mother's Day. But staying in an unhappy place just ain't healthy for me. And I'm going to suggest it for you too. If you can help yourself find a pathway to happy, I know what I do. I choose to believe there is always one there if I look for it. Search for it, pray for it, or dig deep for it. I'll find it because it's there. So if you were not so happy yesterday, you aren't happy today, and you be thinking there's no happiness to be had, well, stop right there in your tracks, because I can assure you that no one has stolen all the happy. No one has put the lid on happy. And no one has stopped God from passing out happy. Yes, indeed. It may feel like things in life have hijacked your happy, but don't be fooled by that for long, because there's happiness to be discovered within and all around you. So if you've been short on your happy or looking for happy in all the wrong places, I encourage you to shut down those unhappy thoughts and try beginning a new journey in search of true happiness. It begins within. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find it. Knock and the door will be open to it. And that's all I have to say about that. Well, really, that's not all, but you know, I got to move on into the show now. So my guest today has had more than a story or two about challenges that are similar, I'm sure, that many of us face in life, for, you know, search of self and satisfaction and all of that other stuff. Author Brina Clark has combined the poetic expressions and inspirational and compelling stories of women who have shared an insightful look into their life and journey. 12 poems and 101 stories, to be exact, designed to bring wisdom, insight, empowerment, and blessings to our very souls. Her book, aptly titled Chicken Soup for the Soul, sounds like just a comforting remedy we all need right now. Wouldn't you agree? Welcome, Brina.
Well, I'm happy to be here, Silver Ray. Very happy to be here.
Yes, me too. Thank you so much. I just enjoy talking to so many of you that are doing such exciting things and such, my favorite part, purposeful things. Your book just sounds like a tremendous delight, and I love that it is a Chicken Soup for the Soul book. I think it you know, that all resonates with us about what that really means. So congratulations to you for being a part of that series, and I'm anxious to hear more about what you did with all of these women, because that was a big endeavor.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me and giving me a chance to talk about this book, because I do think it is a book with delights. There are, as we said, 101 first-person narratives, and they're personal stories that women have written about their own experiences as Black women. And we've got a wide range of stories, some written by a very senior women and others written by some very young women who are starting out on their lives. but all of the stories mm-hmm. have keen insights. And that's what I'm very excited about, that we were able to offer an opportunity for 101 stories about our experiences in this in American society.
Mm-hmm. What brought you to mm-hmm. this point, Marina? Have you been writing all your life? Have you come
well,
to this point and saw the necessity?
Well, actually, I became a writer. I am the author of three historical novels published. But I came to writing sort of late in life. I've begun a career in other places, done a lot of other things, including working at Time, Inc. After the untimely accidental death of my son, I returned to a very early love, and that was for writing. I took some writing classes, and I started to express and to create fiction in that way. So, as I say, I came to writing and publishing sort of late in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, this particular endeavor mm-hmm. had, as I said, had to be a big reach out to get stories, and I'm sure you had more than you could possibly publish, you know, right away, but tell us about that process.
Well, yes. Well, we did. As you know, the Chicken Soup franchise has published a number of titles over the years,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
They reached out to me to come on to this project. This is the first time I'm working directly with Chicken Soup, and once they told me the concept for this, that this would be an opportunity, a platform for Black women to speak about their lives in a very personal way. And I said, oh, wow, okay. And it sounded exciting. And
mm-hmm.
we sent out a very large call asking people to submit these stories. And the call went out pretty far and wide. Chicken Soup has a number of people who have contributed in the past, and so they have avenues, and they sent out the call through those avenues. And we also contacted a great many other organizations and groups and people that we knew to call for submissions for this project. And you're right, we did get a very, very strong response, which makes it very rewarding that we were able to choose 101 very, very excellent stories to publish in this book. And not to mention the
poems.
Well,
it sounds like...
We were so excited because we got so many poems and so many strong poems, but we also wanted the 101 stories, so we decided to include the stories and 12 additional poems. So it's quite a book, I think.
It sounds like there's an opportunity there, and I could be wrong, maybe you've talked about it already, that you could be creating other volumes.
Well, I think that possibility does exist. We were, as I said, excited about the response to this, and, you know, much will depend on how readers respond to this book, and I'm hoping that we do get a very warm response from the reading public. The Chicken Soup people have contacted over 200 independent Black bookstores throughout the country to alert them to this book, to let them know we're coming and send them early copies to read so that they can recommend and stock up on these books. We're available at a lot of sources such as Walmart and Target will be available at those places when we our pub date comes, which is June 1st. So we
mm-hmm.
expect to reach a pretty wide audience, and I'm hoping that readers will really support the book because I think there's a lot that they will enjoy in this book.
Oh, I'm sure. There's no doubt about that. I know that there had to be such an incredible mix of stories. And why don't you tell us about that? Because I know that there had to be stories of success. There had to be stories of failure. There had to be stories of fear and stories of not so good seasons. Why don't you tell us about some of the things that are there?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. We do have a cross-section of stories. Certainly some of the women are speaking and talking about very painful issues in their lives as Black women, as Black and as women. But we have juxtaposed those, or rather we have combined those stories with an awful lot of stories about hope and courage and uplift and opportunities that came, that people fulfilled. So there's a nice mix. We have some very realistic stories. The themes are quite wide. We have a section with stories about raising our children, and the stories in that section really talk about those particular ways that the Black parent, the worries that we have that other parents do not have. There's a section about loving Black men in which the stories talk about that particularly joyful yet painful process often, and that worries that we have when our loved ones are out and about and are not at home. So there are a lot of themes. We also have themes about education, educating our children and educating ourselves. There's a section on our ancestors, our kinfolk, and so some of the stories memorialize ancestors, talk about the wisdom that we have acquired from our beloved ancestors. Several of the stories I've written, there are two stories of my own that are part of the book. One of them talks about the excitement I felt to discover real information about an ancestor who had lived during the Civil War era. And another is about growing up on a block in Washington, D.C., and having my best friend hiding a really painful secret that I was unaware of as a child. So we have a very wide swath of stories. They're very individual, and I think that the readers will find a lot to enjoy in the book.
You know, I want to ask a question. I know it's going to be broad, but I would really just like for you to share your thoughts on this. We're living in a time where so much has happened over the last few years, and the racism and other issues that have been so common to us for generations. Of course, I know that would probably be within the first part of what you would have to say, but I'm wondering if you would just share your own thoughts and your own heart about why you feel the Black woman's experience is so unique.
That's an interesting way of looking at this concern.
But it's very real
in our society. And you know, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is very real. It is very real. And you know, it comes into the selection of the title that we have for our book, which is I'm Speaking Now. black women share their truth. And I think the point that we are making is not that we have been silent up to now, because we certainly have not been. We have had outstanding women who have tried to speak out and express our particular circumstances. Certainly back as far as people such as Anna Julia Cooper, a historical figure from the 19th century, who spoke about the particular horrors of the slavery society and its particular impact on women. And that's one of the reasons we chose that as a title, I'm Speaking Now, because I think now is the time when there seem to be people who will listen. And there seem to be publishers and other platforms who will publish our words, who will disseminate our words. And so now what these 101 women have done, and I'm really proud of them, they've stepped up and said, yes, this is what I have to say, and I'm going to tell you what it is like to have been a mother, a daughter, a sister, a niece, a human being, a citizen in American society. Yes, I think it is a unique circumstance, Silver Ray, but it was a unique circumstance that's been imposed upon us. This has been forced on us, and so it is a tribute to our strength and tenacity that we've been able to make something out of it and that we're still here. So, you know, that's kind of how I think about that.
You know, I certainly agree with you. We are so incredible. We have strength that's incredible. We have resiliency that is incredible. Mm-hmm. Our gifts are just incredible. And something that I recognize, there's something so intrinsic in us that's deep and rich. And I think it comes out in so many wonderful ways in the way we do express ourselves in speaking and writing and doing life. I recognize it. I'm sure as well you do. You know, you saw that come to life on all of the submissions that you received. But I'm sure, and I said all that to say, I'm sure that the pages of your book is so you know, expose more of that for people maybe who haven't found their vibe or their groove yet, reminded that you do have something so intrinsic in you. And your book, I'm sure, is going to offer so much insight and opportunity to tap into it.
I believe that. I believe that, and I'm am happy for that. And one of the things I will mention, as I said, we've got 101 stories. We have poems, which are there. I think there are 12 poems, because each one of them introduces a section, a thematic section. But each story is also coupled with a quote from an African-American woman, a black woman. We've got quotes from people like Beyonce and Oprah. We also have quotes from historical figures like Anna Julia Cooper, who I've mentioned, and Frances Ellen Watkins Harper, and Ida B. Wells, Zora Neale Hurston. So you see, we also have some very interesting and succinct quotes from these women in this text, so that when you have this book, I'm Speaking Now, Black Women Share Their Truth in 101 Stories of Love, Courage, and Hope. When you have this book in your hand, you have a lot of wisdom. And it's the kind of book you can take with you on the bus or on the train if you're commuting, or you can have it at your bedside to dip into it each evening before you lay down. It's that kind of book. Or if you want to, you can read it from cover to cover. But it can be enjoyed in a variety of ways. And if you have a sister or your mother or somebody else that you think that would like the book, you know, get another copy to share, because I think you'll enjoy the insights of the women who've contributed to this book.
Mm-hmm. Are there any stories or messages, let me ask it that way, that stand out for you? And I know all of them are significant. I don't want to take away from that. But is there something that you would like to share that may have ignited something, maybe for you personally?
Well, as I say, I don't want to single out a particular story, but a number of the stories are compelling, especially those that talk about the ways in which we are interacting with the culture at large, driving while black. I read the stories that some of the women contributed in that thematic area, and I was shocked to realize that I'm not the only person who's sometimes biting her nails to be careful about how she drives, because you don't want to be stopped and have one of those interactions that can get out of control. I'm not the only one. And all the other little microaggressions that we have to deal with. And so many of the women wrote very succinctly and very compellingly about those moments. My sister, Cheryl Clark, contributed a poem to this volume. And her poem, it's called Curating, and it is about the choices that we as parents have to make for our children to be sure that they present the best possible image to the culture at large, that they look innocent and sweet enough not to cause some sort of adverse reaction. So these are the pieces that have meant the most to me. But then I also enjoy some of the more lighthearted pieces as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful piece to have right now. I can't wait to get a copy for myself. I meant it when I said I thought it would be comforting. And even though there might be some, you know, stories of challenge, we can pull away those takeaways and lessons and appreciate all of what's there. Do you want to remind the people, Brina, if you would, where the book's going to be?
Well, the book will be available everywhere as of June 1st, 2021. It's also, you can also get information about availability at our website, chickensoup.com. So check that website for the availability of the book and also submissions to other Chicken Soup projects. And you can just Google, I'm speaking now, Black Women Share Their Truth in 101 Stories of Love, Courage, and Hope, Chicken Soup for the Soul, and we'll be available everywhere. If you'd like to get your copy at an independent bookstore, call them up and give them the title and ask them to pre-order it for you. And you'll be all set.
Is there any particular message you'd like to leave people with? I know we want to say go get that book.
Yes, I want to say that too. I also want to say that I think for Black women, these are our stories, and I hope you see yourself in these stories and feel glad, feel as though you have made a connection, that you're not alone, that you are here with others, that you have community. And then with other people in the wider community, I would say read these stories and get a glimmer of what it has been like in the Black woman's experience.
Yes, thank
so
you. That's
I think
awesome.
That's
thank
what
you
I
so much.
I would say. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, and me as well, and the audience too, I'm sure. Thank you for stopping by and being in my spotlight. And again, we want to make sure you go to BrenaClark.com to learn more about Brena, get her on your stage as well. She's got a lot to share and a lot to say. Brena, you have yourself a wonderful day. You stay awesome and stay safe out there, okay?
Okay. Take care, Silver Ray. It's been a pleasure.
You too, Ray. You as well. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. And I want to thank all of you as well for hanging out here today. And I know that there is so much to be gained in conversations like this. And I meant what I said about Black women. You know, I got a lot of experience with that, being one. I really encourage you to pick up this book because it can only make us all the better and more, give us more understanding as well about each other as we all travel along this journey. I'm going to look forward to talking to you again next time, and I hope you'll have yourself a wonderful and a happy day. Until then, be good, be blessed, be awesome, stay safe.